I want to talk to you tonight about a verse that I read in my devotions, and it just caught my attention, caught my imagination. I'm saying, what is that? Lord Jehovah is my song. My song. Isaiah 12:2. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord God, you'll notice both Lord and Jehovah are in all capitals. We'll get back to that. Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. So I ask myself, what does it mean for something or someone to be our song? Think about song. A song is not merely heard. It is carried. It is repeated. It is remembered. It's lived with. When God is our song, he becomes the theme of our inner life, like a line that keeps returning and a refrain that steadies the heart. I woke up one morning and I was thinking of that alternate happy birthday thing that we sing. I kept going over and over and over in my mind. He is the rhythm of our decisions, like a beat we walk to, even when the world's tempo is frantic. He is the beauty that colors ordinary tasks, like humming while we wash dishes or drive to the store or elsewhere. He is the solace, the comfort, that rises unbidden like the tune that echoes in our heart during sorrow or fear. And he is the joy that cannot be hidden, like a melody that influences our tone, our posture, and our very presence. Can music do that to you? You have a song in your heart? So the heart sings what it loves. God can be our song. So let's look at this verse from the name to the song to the salvation to the soul. First of all, I found out in studying this verse that it has a doubled name. The capital Lord and Jehovah is in the Hebrew, it is Yahweh. We have just the YHWH because those are the representative consonants of the Hebrew without the vowel points, but it would be pronounced Yahweh, best we can understand. The Yah is the short part, like in Hallelujah, praise Yah, praise Jehovah, the same. So it is a name God never gave Moses, gave to Moses. Hebrew language scholars Kyle and Dalich point out that Isaiah 12:2 contains a unique doubling of the divine. It's not quite unique. There's another verse in Isaiah that has this doubled. Yahweh. Moses sang, and this is actually something of a quote from Moses back in Exodus 15. Moses sang, Yah is my strength and song, Exodus 15:2. But Isaiah sings, Yahweh is my strength and song. There's something more there, you see. The Spirit adds something new, something deliberate. It's not accidental. And something prophetic. Okay? So it's a name that God never gave Moses. It's a name that signals a greater salvation. Kyle and Dalich say, the doubled name answers to the surpassing of the type by the antitype. Maybe you're not familiar with the idea of type and antitype, but it's like the picture and then the understanding, the riddle and then the answer. The type, in other words, the type was the Exodus. Moses was singing this after the Exodus. Praise of God. He has set us free. He has redeemed us by the blood of the Lamb. The antitype, the final answer here, is the future redemption. Yahweh indicate the previous and the final. And the doubled name marks a greater glory of the coming salvation, that what is coming is greater. So God is saying, the God who saved you before will reveal himself in an even fuller way. Then thirdly, a name placed at the peak of joy. They translate the phrase as Jehovah is my pride and song. The Hebrew Azi, my strength, carries the sense of exultant confidence. I like that phrase, exultant confidence, absolute confidence. It is a holy boasting. The doubled name appears at the very point where Israel's joy reaches its highest note. So this is not just quiet theology. This is shouted worship. Yahweh is my song. So then, secondly, the Lord Jehovah is my song. The old rabbis refused to treat this as mere poetry. They said Isaiah does not merely mean God gives me a song, but also God himself is the song. This is what I was trying to get my mind around. God is the song. Think of then the song as the overflow of deliverance. Isaiah 12 deliberately echoes Exodus 15. When God saves, his people sing. When God saves again, they sing again. Every future redemption echoes the first redemption. But the verse goes further. God himself becomes the melody itself. I said God himself. Song as melody, praise, and beauty. The Hebrew, Zimrah, means melody, praise, the beauty that shapes worship by implication. So Isaiah declares that God is the melody that orders my praise. He is the beauty that draws my heart upward and the praise that fills my mouth. This is lovely stuff. This is pretty neat. Then, song as the soul's response to God's nearness. The heart singing, God becoming our song. The rabbinic midrash calls song itself the highest form of worship. Why would it be that? Because it rises from an overflowing heart, just wants to sing. It is the language of the redeemed, and it joins the worship of heaven. They sing in heaven. Thus, the Lord Jehovah is my song means God is the cause of my song. He saved me. God is the content of my song. I sing of him. And God is my companion in the song. He is present in the singing. This is pretty intricate. Thirdly, the movement of Isaiah 12 goes from personal to global. Interesting to follow. A miniature psalm of the messianic age of the kingdom. Watch how the joy expands. Personal salvation. He talks about personal salvation in verse 2. He also is become my salvation. Very personal. Then communal joy. Communal is communing. Isaiah 12:3, therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. You see my little halo around ye? This is the plural. In the King James, you is singular, but ye is plural. So with joy, y'all draw water. And then global proclamation, Isaiah 12, 4 and 5. For in the day shall ye say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, notice, declare his doings among the people. You're declaring this now, you're speaking it among the people. Make mention that his name is exalted. You're making mention. Verse 5, sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. And so there's a movement there. My personal salvation, communal drawing forth of the water of life, and then telling everybody else. I wanted to take the fourth point to be just devotional reflections. Think about what this means to you. Living in the light of Yahweh. God is not only the giver of your song, he is the song. I'm trying to make that work in my thinking, my heart. Your joy is not rooted in circumstances. You're not happy because of happenstance. You might be, but that's not deep joy. Your melody is not dependent on mood. It doesn't have to be. Your praise is not borrowed from others. Why is that? Because God himself is your song. God said to Abraham, I am your salvation. See? I am your salvation. So you see what this means. When your heart is dry, the song is not. When your strength is gone, the strength is not gone. When your courage fails, the name does not fail. Again, the doubled name means your salvation is doubly sure. If he redeemed you at the cross, he will restore you at his coming. Our salvation is not complete. We have been justified. Our spirit has been justified. We are being sanctified. Our soul, mind, will, and emotion is being made holy. But at the rapture, our body will be glorified. And that's called salvation, or salvation yet to come. The doubled name is the divine way of saying, I am the God who finishes what I began. Begin. Thirdly, worship is the soul's natural response to God's nearness. As Isaiah was brought face to face with God, Jesus Christ on the throne, he had to get things right. Woe in me, I am undone. I'm a man of unclean lips, dwelling among a people of unclean lips, a sinner among sinners. But God said, I need someone to speak for me. He says, here am I, send me. Worship, soul's natural response to God's nearness. The thing is, God is your song. You don't have to manufacture praise. You don't have to force joy. You don't have to pretend strength. When God draws near, the redeemed heart sings. It cannot do otherwise. He's your song. And then, finally, your personal song becomes part of the world's song. Isaiah 12 begins with, I will praise you, and ends with, let this be known in all the earth. Your private worship fuels global witness. We've seen that here, spreading to countries around the world. Your personal salvation becomes public proclamation. You speak of what you are. Your song becomes someone else's invitation. So I ask this, which part of your day, morning, work time, relationships, or quiet moments, do you need to retune to the melody of Jehovah is my song right now? Which one's not reflecting that Yahweh, Lord Jehovah, is your song? That's my song. That's my life song. How will that change the way you think? All right. So I'm revealing to you how it challenged my heart. So I hope it challenged yours.